It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed. Get your butt to Ed's.
Always hey, good.
Tom, you guys spent some time at Ed's recently, haven't you?
Yes, we did. We were over there. We did four remotes, man, and like 4 weeks in a row. It was an awesome deal. We had a blast. Reverting from our Wednesday night times from 8 to 9.
Talking about the Scuttlebutt show.
Yeah, the Scuttlebutt, the veteran show, to 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoons.
Did you meet a bunch of new listeners?
Yeah, we got a lot of people that now can, call me and bitch and moan, and also I know they were listening. So.
There you go.
But you know what? They didn't get no cherry.
Mm-hmm. So did y'all stop eating long enough to actually do a show?
We finally figured out it was best for us to wait until we got through to start eating.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
We
had problems with Sean, though. Sean liked to eat between breaks, and he'd have all this, good fried food over there. If it ain't fried, it ain't food.
Right.
So, and he had all this good fried food over there, and he couldn't wait to get to a break. He already had his hand on the plate.
I don't know what's worth, drooling into your microphone waiting to take the first bite. Or having the commercial end and you got a mouthful of food.
Yeah, especially with those new high dollar head mics, headsets.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You guys sounded like you were having fun out there.
Oh, we did. We had a blast. The people were great. The customers and all that came in. A lot of people that, follow the show when we have remotes, when we came over.
Had a good crowd, I tell you.
Oh, yes. We had a blast. Had fine food. The waitresses and the people over there, the management, are just unbelievable. And we really appreciate what they do for our vets. It's one of those places, or the only place that I know, that gives a 15% discount to all the veterans and the first responders. And they feel like about first responders like we do. Mm-hmm. And they're just like veterans, except they're just our veterans that are stateside.
And Pete's also a big player in the mess chefs.
Mess lords, they call
mess
them, I
wards,
believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they go around the world to military.
Oh, yeah. Bases. And, they got a lot of stuff going on around in the Mobile area. It'll be interesting. Keep your ears to the grindstone and listen to what's happening with Penny Pete's and some of the restaurants that he has and is getting and opening and that's all I can say.
Expanding the empire.
The empire is moving out beyond the moat.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right. That's good. That's a good thing. That's
good people.
Thing. Good. Yeah, they are. They're
good
great
to see
people.
Good people do well.
Yeah, they're they treat the people right and they pay them good wages.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, they have great food. They don't buy any junk food. Try to push it off on you as, this is fresh, right, yesterday and all,
Yeah.
So, it's like the mullet days they have over there. It's caught in the morning.
On your
plate by 1 o'clock that day.
Right.
The fish never gets cool.
That's right.
It gets warm, that is.
It was swimming a couple hours ago.
It was swimming a couple hours ago, so the muscles are still working.
Yep, absolutely.
Don't get no fresher.
Yep.
Nope.
But, we're talking about that, and here we go. UJ just did an unbelievable thing in having all of their equipment down at all the Mardi Gras and let everybody see all the new vehicles and all. Mm-hmm. That was a smart move for the company.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get the new models out there in front of everybody and let them see it. I'm driving a 19 myself right now, and I'm getting a lot of comments about it. It's a really nice truck.
They're fine vehicles.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
All of the new things that they have on them is just unbelievable. I mean, here we go with all the keyless entry. We got a power tailgate now.
Right.
I like that deal where you can step on the bumper and get up in the get up in the truck.
Yeah, it's they've got a lot of neat features on them. There's there's a lot of things that I don't even understand at this point. Yeah. Because unfortunately, with our demos, we can't turn on certain features until it gets into the hands of the customer.
Sure.
It cuts back their trial period if
right.
we do
oh,
it.
Oh, there so, you go. Okay.
So we save that for the customers. So,
are any of those discounted Mardi Gras vehicles still available?
They are. They are. They've been they've got them all cleaned up and back out on the front line, and they got big discounts on them, I think. Around $9,000 worth of discounts
Ooh,
on them.
That's cool.
And what do they got, 30 or 40 miles on them?
Yeah, so? I mean, it's you know, they may have 100 miles by the time they run downtown and back a few times, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
still a
brand new
truck.
Vehicle.
Sure.
Yeah, and it'd be sold as a new vehicle and have new vehicle warranty. So, you know, hey, it's well worth it to have the discount for sure.
Heck yeah. But, you know, it's like, you know, we've talked about it before, that the bed lighting that they have in the back mm-hmm. of that bed now, it's down in the bed where if you're old guys like me, I'm used to seeing a light up over the rear window in the cab.
Right.
A little light up there at the top, and it kind of shines out. You know, it's like a glaze. It's not
right.
really a bright light.
Well, and it would kind of show and shine into the bed, but if you had a toolbox, it didn't, you know, that blocked most
oh,
of it.
Oh, all of that.
And
yeah.
these are down a little lower.
They
and
go
it
up under the toolbox
up
and all.
In,
yeah.
Under the toolbox and that. It's really neat. I mean, I like it. It's got a 110 outlet in the back, you know, in the bed for
awesome.
You know, tailgate or whatever.
That yeah. And I think a pickup truck needs that because there's at times where, you know, if you need to take your skill saw out or mm-hmm. a drill out that's not battery operated and and be able to utilize that. Mm-hmm. But one of the neatest things that I can think of in pulling race cars as much as I did over the years and when we were drag racing and circle track racing, I mean, you know, you just hook the trailer to the truck
mm-hmm.
and really it was a stretch to say that you had total control. You know what I mean?
because, you were just really hoping for some control. It wasn't total control.
Well, yeah, you take a 3,000-pound race car.
Right.
And or a box trailer with a 3,000 or 4,000-pound car mm-hmm. in it and another 1,000 or 2,000 pounds worth of stuff. But
oh, yeah.
then, you know, we didn't really have a control. Now, where I'm going with that is this trailer braking and lighting situation
mm-hmm.
computer that you have on it where you can go in and program
right.
the different types of vehicles that you're fixing to tow.
Right. It gives you the ability to customize your connection to the trailer, which it knows it's looking at, whether it's LED lighting or, you know, what kind of brake configuration it has on the trailer.
Oh, that's important.
You know, and it makes a big difference, you know, on the way it's applies the brakes and lighting and all
sure.
that kind of stuff on it.
Well, it makes it a heck of a lot safer. But, hey, with a damn lawyer standing on every corner.
Yeah.
You know, all they do, they're looking for something to screw up and something to find you chargeable for that you didn't properly take care of your vehicle or you didn't properly apply the right kind of light structure.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, and it also gives you a light test so you can actually, you know, punch a button and walk around, and you can look at all the lights on your trailer working while you're walking around instead of having to.
You don't let,
to
you don't get Leroy to do that.
Yeah, get Leroy to hit the brakes.
Yeah,
and
hit
the
brakes, Leroy.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn the left turn signal on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how many of us just kind of avoided that part of the
I
equation?
Hope that dude's working.
I
wasn't
I
here tonight.
I did my part. I plugged it up. Whether it's working or not, that's on y'all. But yeah, it's
man. You know, hey, we're lucky to be here. All this stupid stuff we did back over the years, and you know, talking about that, I can remember when I was first went racing, circle mm-hmm. track racing. The guy.
Now remember, this is PG.
Okay, the guy towed the race car with a Cadillac. This is in the 50s. Okay.
Wow.
And he had a tow bar on it.
Right.
A tow bar, not a trailer. We didn't know what that was.
Well, you was big time if you actually had a tow bar, because some of y'all had to drive them to the race.
Well, yeah. A lot of them would have a chain on them.
Yeah.
And then you'd put somebody in the car to drive the car and handle the brakes while he was towing you.
Right. Right.
I can remember going across Highway 90 with that guy in that Cadillac. We'd be running 70, 80 mile an hour on those old rinky-dink, two-lane road, going to Mississippi to race on a dirt track.
Right.
You know.
Right. I tell you, it's come a long way.
Pulling it with it, yeah.
or a rope.
I've been a mini mile in a trailer, you know, a race car on a trailer without any brakes on them too.
And oh my Lord!
Yep. You had to pay attention. I promise
you. Yes, sir, you did. You did. We're lucky to be here.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. We're gonna take a break and let you hear from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back.
Don't seem like a whole lot after 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 weeks.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. And speaking of texts, we do have one from Dave in Gulf Shores.
Brother Dave.
Asking about the latest GMC and Chevrolet auto drive features.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about this, Brother Dave.
Yeah, and right now they really haven't done the auto drive as such, but they do have a lot of babysitting toys, is basically what I call them.
Oh, where, I need some of those.
Where they help you keep your car in a lane that has a lane
assist. I need some of those. Yep. How does it work?
Capability. It uses a camera in the windshield, and it's actually taking a picture of the road the whole time you're driving, and it's looking for the lines.
Oh, it keeps me between the lanes?
Yeah, it's keeping you between the lanes.
I need one of them.
It does help.
Yeah, because I have a tendency to
wander
around. Yeah, I doze, you know. I'm like a cow, graze. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I just look at everything.
Exactly. But we'll get back to that in a second, but we do have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, Scoot?
How about Kyle Busch? He's rolling, ain't he?
He is. I'm not a big Kyle Busch fan, but you cannot deny the guy has incredible talent.
He drives a number 18 car, don't he?
Yep, sure does.
He's from Las Vegas, ain't he?
Right.
Yeah. He's the deal. He's the real deal now, no doubt.
Why do you think people don't like Kyle that much, though?
His attitude's why I don't like him.
Yes. You don't like Tom Brady because he wins too much?
It's not that that he wins too much. I'm okay with winning a lot, but just the attitude sometimes, you know. And I appreciate the passion for the sport and the passion to win, but
how you like it when Dale Walter says, "Let's go racing, boys"?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, boogity, I'm good boogity. With that.
The boogity boogity,
the boogity boogie. I'm about over.
Kevin,
but
how's your brother Mike?
Oh, he's doing good. Saw him this weekend.
Did you turn the scooter pumps at high?
I did.
Did he run over me?
He did. Believe it or not.
I bet he could race a car.
I don't know. He's been about half blind for a long time. I don't
Who's
know if he can see the track.
Who's the youngest NASCAR driver right now?
What's that?
Who's the youngest NASCAR driver?
Youngest NASCAR driver.
It's not Joey.
No. Chase would be close.
Chase is like 23. They've got some 18, 19-year-olds in there now.
You think they'll ever have a Mobile, Alabama NASCAR driver on the track?
If they find the money,
it's all about the money now, Scooter.
What's your trivia for me, Kev?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's your trivia for me?
I don't have one today. I gotta do that. You're gonna keep calling in. I'm gonna have to get you a trivia question. So
you want Scooter's pump?
Give me a pump, buddy.
Woo!
All right.
Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
I got another caller on mine. Caller, you with us?
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. This is Gene Stuckey.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, man. Miss working with you, Kevin. You're a great guy.
Yeah. Hey,
got a question, brother.
Sure.
Got an 06 Tahoe, 02 sensors, lights on. It hadn't affected the performance. Does it affect the fuel economy?
Yep, absolutely does. you know, and it really depends on which O2 sensors we're talking about.
I think it's the upper and lower bank.
Yeah, if it's the post-catalyst, you know, it's probably not going to affect fuel economy a whole lot. But if it's the pre-cat O2s, then yes, it'll definitely affect the fuel mileage because it's not adjusting for what's actually getting in the exhaust stream. So it actually airs a little bit on the rich side to keep everything safe. So that's something I would definitely get looked at, Gene.
Kind of what I thought, brother. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Y'all got a great show, and I love listening to you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you listening and giving us a call. Good hearing from you.
All right.
Bye.
Did he work for you?
He worked with us. He was in sales. So.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
Yep. Good guy. Really is. But, yeah, we were talking about our auto drive features on some of the new ones, and they have the lane assist, which everything has, pretty much everything I believe has electric steering. Some of the bigger trucks have hydraulic still, but they've got the camera that monitors the lane, keeps you kind of bumped into your lane, gives you a warning if you you get too close to a vehicle in front of you. And
does it whistle or does it slap you?
It actually will put up a like mine. It on the heads up display, it lights up a red light flashing on the windshield, kind of right in front of your face, and vibrates the seat and gives you a beeping.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that I can handle one of those.
It's enough to get your attention. You know, remind you to hit the brake, dummy.
Well, yeah, you know it can, I don't have a problem with it saying the word. You know, because hey, when I wander like that, I am.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's people that are just, you know, looking down, doing something, picking up their phone, or
I try not to do that.
Turn around, and smack the kid.
Well, I have been known to do it. Yeah. You know, I got a ticket one time for turning around, slapping the kid, so I had to quit that.
Was it for turning around or the slapping?
I turned around and slapped the kid, and I didn't see what the hell I was meeting, and it was a highway patrolman.
Mm-hmm.
Oops.
So when I didn't see him, he turned around and come back and got me, and he says, "I thought you saw me when I met you." Mm-hmm. And I was figuring that you would slow down, but you didn't. I said, "Hell, I had never seen you, buddy."
I don't know. Well, tell it to the judge
up in Georgia. Yeah.
So if you'd have been paying attention,
if I'd have been paying attention, I would have saw him.
Mm-hmm. He might have been looking for Alabama tags. You never know.
Yeah, he was on a 2-lane road in Georgia back in the day. This had to be in the '60s or somewhere in there. You know, you just get to the point where you get tired of the kids running the jaw. You turn around and say, "I'm going to pop your dang jaw."
That was after that 37th, "Are we there yet?" in the last
10 minutes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know, we didn't have all these little dang gadgets and these little TVs and the DVDs and stuff that they can look at. I, you go into a restaurant now, go in somewhere where they got kids, and you walk in and here comes two or three kids, and they run over you. Because they're on the dang little old damn screens.
Right.
And they're playing some kind of game or watching some kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like, "Excuse me for living, little man," you know?
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever in your wildest days ever think that we would be watching movies on our telephones?
Well, you know, they used to say it in the cartoons with Dick Tracy. He had one of those things on his watch. And I just wondered if that would ever come to fruition, and it has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
But he didn't have trouble hearing people on his. I mean, no. He could actually talk to it, and he could hear it, and all that, not having to hold it.
That
up
was
to
in
ear.
Writing.
Yeah.
It was in writing.
Yep.
I mean, hey, how big can the speaker be in a wristwatch?
I was going to say. I
want to go back to something, though, and we casually mention this all the time. And one of the things that you mentioned just a little while ago, I didn't want to interrupt you while you was messing up your train of thought. You're talking about electronic steering. Now,
yep.
What and for the people that don't really understand, what is that and how does that work? You know, you don't have a steering bar that goes from the steering wheel to the steering sector.
Right.
And the units there, tie rod ends and all that stuff that control it, it's done electronically?
No, you're still, at this point, we're still mechanically connected from the steering wheel to the front tires. Your power assist is electronic.
Oh, okay, you have a power assist that's electronic, right. But it's not totally electronic.
Right.
An accelerator is?
The accelerator is totally electronic. I don't know of any of them that are hooked with
brakes.
A throttle cable anymore. Brakes are still mechanically connected.
They're still mechanically. We have
I hope they
brake
are
fluid.
Always mechanically
yeah.
connected.
You know, they're going to have to get a lot more dependable. And they're dependable now, don't get me wrong. I mean, they do a great job, and we have very little trouble out of them. But it only takes one.
They don't take one, right? Yeah, one accident.
One failure, and something is, I mean, if you lose control of the steering or the braking, those are two things to me that mm-hmm. are very important.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's even a basic, in most any of your car lots, that even the little hole-in-the-wall mom-and-pop places that, you know, they're going to do a stop and steer inspection. They're going to make sure it stops and steers.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They may not worry about you know, the AC. And
well,
all
the brakes are just
switches.
Okay. I
mean, well,
know,
yeah.
We fix brakes okay.
It'll stop-ish and it'll steer-ish. So, you know.
Yeah, if the brakes don't stop, it's something else with it.
Exactly. I love that one. We do have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Hey, Kev.
Hey.
How you and Ms. Paxton doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great.
Any day I get is it a good day.
As it Roger that. Hey, I know that had to be Tony talking back because Star was an angel, right?
Don't you know that was the damn truth?
Depends on who you were talking to.
There we go. So, well, listen, all the technology I'll talk about tonight, of course, between all of us, we got 100 years in the car business, but you just wonder how much of this technology has been on the shelf for a while. They talk about, you know, the dynamic laser cruise control and the lane avoidance and things like that.
Yeah.
But, a few years ago when they started coming back with the push-button start, and everybody looked at it and they were like, oh, this is new. I'm like, no. This stuff is, I mean, Mr. Clash, you probably remember a little bit older than us, but when you had your starter on the floor. On
right.
The car.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
My grandfather had one. He clutched it up there and pushed the starter. And, you know, some of these things, it's just you wonder how long it's been around. Did they mothball it and then they said, okay, we're going to bring it.
Oh, yeah.
Put it, you know, time and chain, time and build. I mean, a few years ago, chains were horrible. You know, belt's the way to go. Now you can't find anything with a belt anymore.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I think it's just how much money they can make on you at the time.
Exactly.
Well, if they don't change all of those components and change how all of that stuff is built, then they don't have a place to sell all those new parts to.
Roger that. Roger
yep.
that.
So, that's right.
It's kind of like the old 350 and 327, and then they brought out the 305. You know, they said, we need some parts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Exactly. That's well, these are getting too dependable. We're going to have to build something else.
That's it. We'll make it break. So, yep. Anyhow. Well, listen, man, always good talking to you, gentlemen, there. I hope everything's well for you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Good
have a blessed one.
Yes, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors.
I play the road, and the highway is our song. Every city's like the same three chords, been helping us along when the story's told. And the crowd is come and gone, shaking off the miles and trying to make it home. Every exit is a season, every signal is a beat, and the wind it carries me and it eases up my load. Every day I drag the turns, every candle still burns, and every lesson I have learned brings us closer to the crowd. I'll play the road, and the highway is our song, and every city is like the same three chords, been helping us along when the story's told, and the crowd is done and gone. Shaking off the miles and trying to make it home.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The Doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramkel along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But, we've been talking about a little bit of everything.
You know, the callers have been on a roll tonight. And
yeah.
I just wanted to say something that maybe we don't say often enough. But it's always a pleasure from hearing from you when you pick up your phone and call us.
Sure.
at 343-0106, even if you just want to say hello.
Yep, always glad to hear from our listeners, for sure. But
and we got a line waiting for you right now.
Well, we've got a lot of people out there that have called us over the years, from the amount of years that Kevin and I both have been on, not only on radio, but TV and et cetera, and different radio stations over all these years and under different climates. But it's surprising how many people listen to Kev, because he doesn't give out certification.
No, you have to drag it out of him.
Yeah.
But the guys that are in the industry around Mobile respect him enough. They know that if they have a problem, they call him. And he is generous enough that he will either stop then and try to answer their question or tell them where to go look for it or how to check for it on a particular diagnostic machine, or you're going to need to use this to check that and look in this particular area, you know. And it's just neat to be around somebody and be associated with somebody that has that much respect from the industry.
And the knowledge.
And, you know, and really have the knowledge in the Gulf Coast area and all here. And, you know, but that's, hey, the man studies. He's been to all the schools. What can you say? You can't, you know, it's like we were just talking about Kyle Busch.
Mm-hmm.
Do we like his attitude? No, because if he don't win, he gets a PO'd attitude and he gets snotty. But at the same time, when he goes on the track, you know he's going to give you 110%.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know that those guys that are working on those cars love to work for him about a year so they can learn all of that technology. And you see it. I know it. Kevin knows it. They move on and then so that they're more knowledgeable and they get more involved and they do a better job of what they're doing. Well,
kind of like Nick Saban with his assistant coaches.
Did I hear that he doesn't have a coach left this year that was there last year?
I don't know.
You know, unbelievable. But, you know, but I bet you he hadn't lost an ounce of sleep. He's got his system in order.
Oh yeah.
But you know that's where Kev is at. He's just he's full speed ahead, baby. Keep knocking and rocking.
Yeah.
But that's why people like UJ Chevrolet enjoy keeping him.
And UJ's been around for a while.
Well,
was it the 40s, I think.
Thank God it goes
1939.
Goes back to the original owner and innovator that started the company was a veteran, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And came back from the war, wanted something to
how
do.
How about that?
Yep.
And, you know, so.
Hey, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong there.
But they built a good machine, and that thing, they just keep it well-oiled and greased and just keeps on trucking.
Well, you know, it just goes to show, as long as you care about the people that work for you and you keep you care about your customers and try and treat them right, then, you know, they're going to keep coming back.
They do.
You know, and you'll do well and you move forward and you're not trying to, you know, make a fortune and blow out of town with the money before everything collapses on you. You know,
like some of our race promoters.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Yeah, and, like they leave the racetrack before the race is over.
Yeah, if you see them packing up and leaving before the race is done.
With a briefcase.
You better go block their car.
Yeah, somebody better block him because you know he's got the money and gone.
Exactly. We've seen that before.
Oh, yes.
But I have seen them people follow them back to their own home.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, it'll come back to bite them. You know,
Well, all that being said, if there's anybody out there that's got a car problem or something you'd like to talk to Kev about, give us a shout. We'd be glad to talk to you about it.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed the teaching end of this business where,
I think you'd make a hell of an instructor.
Unfortunately, there's just no way to make money at it.
Well, you can't make a living doing it, though. Yeah, that's right.
You got to respect the teachers that are out there doing it because
do you have to go to them or do they come to you?
What's that now?
The teachers. Do they come to your shop?
Oh, no. We have to go to them.
So where do you go normally? To Atlanta a lot?
There is our main training facility in Atlanta. There's one in a satellite center in New Orleans that we try to go to most of the time when we do get to go.
Closer.
Do need to go. It's just closer and easier. I make it – even if I got a two-day class, I'll drive back and forth because, I live almost at the state line and, Alabama-Mississippi line. And, you know, it's less than 2 hour ride.
You know. Well, not to open any trade secrets, do you go to the school and then you come back and teach the techs, or do they go periodically too?
Well, they also go. You know, we pretty much all of our guys, there's a large portion of our training is done online and in-house, you know, through interactive training with GM. They have satellite classes and that they can do there remotely at your dealership. Computers, you know, helped immensely in that end of this business. But there are some hands-on classes that they require you to go to be, you know, completely certified in that particular area.
And I'm guessing that you have to update training every year. When a new model comes out, there's always new things to learn.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to everything they've had, and I probably still have about six or so classes I've got to do this year. Mm. Yeah, so it's you know, it's a never-ending battle to stay caught up. You know,
well, you have to with all this new innovation that they're coming out with, just like all these 6, 8, or 10 items that we talked about earlier. So,
yeah,
go ahead with your caller.
Hey, we got a caller. This caller can help you.
Yeah, I've got a old Toyota Camry, an old 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Going down the road, and all of a sudden the driving lights went out. Just the low beam headlights. And I've been around cars all my life and never seen that happen before.
Yeah. Are you able to, you know, do your bright lights, and the bright lights work?
Yeah, okay. Bright lights work.
Well, at that point, you know you're getting a signal from your headlight switch to the dimmer switch. The dimmer switch is probably your failure. More than likely, it's in the switch that's there on the column. But you've also got fuses actually that are there for low beam and for the high beam. So you need to check your fuses. You know, the odds of both bolts burn out at the same time are slim.
Check all the fuses and check the fuses, check the relays, and it was just odd. It's never happened to me before.
Yeah. Well, we see a little bit of everything, but yeah, more than likely you've got a switch problem on the dimmer side of it.
Okay.
So check that.
That sounds great. I appreciate your help.
All right. I appreciate you listening and calling in. But, you know, and you get under there at that switch, and you really need the diagram. I'm notorious about if I got an electrical problem, I don't necessarily go to the trouble tree at what the manufacturer says to look at this step, this step, this step. I look at the wiring diagram, is like, and you can see where the flow is supposed to go through it, so you know where to check for the power coming in, power coming out, and follow it down the line, make sure it's getting where it's supposed to go.
In this regard, would the dimmer switch be in the light switch itself, or would it be a separate unit?
On that one, I think it is, because I think you turn the turn signal and dimmer lever, you know, there for the headlights on the side, I do believe on that one, and then you pull the lever up to dim it.
Okay.
So I think it's all part of one unit. So if it comes down to it, more than likely to be the whole unit there. But you know, it is a fairly simple system. So if you get in there and check where the power is supposed to be coming out, make sure it is, and you should be good to go.
All right.
You know, that's we were talking about a lot of our training that you know, it's, I was talking to the service manager the other day, and we were talking about where we're at now with the technology on the vehicles compared to where we were just 10 years ago. You know, I'm not talking 20 or 30 years ago. We're talking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Cars that are still very viable, still on the streets, and dependable vehicles. The technology difference between those and what's out there now, I can't imagine what it's going to be 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah. It seems like it multiplies every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
It just totally revolves every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. And we're, you know, they're talking about General Motors and all the manufacturers really going full electric. I don't know that I see that yet, but I wouldn't imagine we'd be where we're at right now, you know, 20 years ago either. But they're talking about less than 10 years being at least 3/4 electric on our GM fleet, you know. And
you're talking about electric being like battery operated or
fully battery, no motor.
Really? Yeah, no motor.
No motor.
No hybrid type deal.
Not hybrids, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of that too, but you know, they have come so far with the battery technology in the electric vehicles.
I'm seeing 300 to 400 miles on some of these batteries now.
Well, and they're, you know, even the big rig trucks, they're electric. Yeah. So you can't tell me that they can't pull a load.
Well, they're stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have way torque. Better control.
Right.
You don't have a neat thing about a big truck is you can use the motor as a brake.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and not like a brake on a Jake brake on a big rig. This is it will really stop the truck. You can bring it to a stop and turn around and go back the other way with an electric motor. You can just reverse the current and use it as a
well, you know, as they're, a brake they're, if you have they're, to. They're bringing a heat pump like that we're seeing in our homes and our air conditioned air compressors. Mm-hmm. They're bringing that technology forward to the motors in our vehicles, yep. You know, where you turn it one way and it's air conditioning, you turn it the other way, it's a heater.
Right.
So where the same way with it on electric motors is you turn it one way and it's power, the other way it's a brake.
Or just and reverse the current.
Yeah, reverse the current.
It's actually a charger, yeah. But it sounds like we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
When the long night has no end, when there's no one there beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, feeling blue, thank God for the radio. Playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Like me, I got an attitude.
I always have.
Oh, yeah, right. Born
I don't right. know. I'd have never guessed that, Tom.
Well, hell yeah. I got a damn attitude. You don't know it.
I always have.
Yep.
That's all right.
Born with it.
I think we all have.
Yes. That's why I'm still here. Let's open the dang show.
That's right. And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. Now that we got that out of the way. But if you have any questions.
I hope we never get a camera in here or a microphone.
Hey, we don't need no Facebook.
Yeah. You know, someone
I think we need to do that, Charlie. We go get a camera and put in here, and we just go ahead and film the whole dang show.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll put it out on podcast.
Well, you know what's going to happen as a public service. Somebody will go hang a handkerchief over the lens.
Oh, well, yeah. We've been known to do stuff like that.
My boss asked about that one time about, I think we ought to film the show and, you know, put it on and play it on the TV. I said, no, I don't know that that's a great idea. So.
You're talking about it at the store?
Yeah.
At the shop? Yeah.
I don't know how good that is.
Yeah, why not? I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. As long as you can edit out the breaks.
You and your new co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all can have a ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, you and your new co-host. But, maybe the new host and co-host can do it.
Huh? That's right. Maybe they'll do it. Looks like we got another caller calling in.
We woke somebody up.
Man, you guys are on a roll tonight. Yeah. Keep them calls coming in.
Hey, caller, you with us?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
And nice talking to you. I enjoy you on the radio also.
Well, thank you for that. The check's in the mail.
Yeah.
let me talk to Kevin there. God
all right.
You.
I'm here.
Kevin, I want to just make a statement. This is Sergeant Mack.
Hey, Sarge.
And every time I come to UJ Chevy, I know everybody. I know the owner. I know his son, mm-hmm. Patrick, everybody.
Yep.
And the thing is I love about you is when I come and get my oil changed, I always have you check the bottom of my truck. God bless you. I know you're busy and you went ahead and did it. I love it. Love it. It's like one big family there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we look out for our customers, and if if me looking at underneath your truck makes you feel more comfortable about it, then that's what I'm there for. Yeah, so well, that's what we do.
Same way with Sarge over there. If he gets sick again, I got a nice bottle of G.I. gin. I just went to Class 6 store.
There you go. There you go.
Sick him, Sarge.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that'll cure anything.
Yeah, but you know, you made a remark there, Sarge, that a lot of people don't understand about owning a business and running a business, and that is, isn't it funny that that there wouldn't be a business if there wasn't customers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the truth. There, yeah. I had my pickup truck. Somebody hit me, and in the body shop, they're great, good people. God bless them too. It's this one big happy bunch of experts. Well, it's in fact, sometimes they hate to see me coming because I talk their ears off. I go visit all the department. I go visit everybody.
Oh yeah.
We do get you out of there quicker that way, so that's that works out. So
that's what he was after. Yeah,
yeah,
works out.
Well, moved the last week and went down there and talked to his the owner's son. I said, "Where's the clack? Oh, where's the hospitality room?" He said, we did away with that in 1945.
Exactly.
You said, "Well, you hadn't been there in a couple of years." I'm sorry.
But Kevin. Like I said, he's busy. I always harass him at his desk. He's on the computer. He'll stop and talk to me. I mean, and it's just one big family.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's why they do such a good job and why they sell so many cars, Sarge. We appreciate you calling in and reminding us. You know, that's what that business is all about.
Well, you know what happened before I let you go. Once you do something out of the ordinary, they talk about you, but once you do something good, they don't say a damn thing.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I think that's true in any job. You do it well, nobody says anything. Make one mistake, and you'll hear about it.
That's right.
If you piss somebody off, they're going to tell everybody about it.
Yeah. And the good that you do, 99.9%, the good you do, they don't say a damn thing.
They don't say a damn thing about that, right. Sarge. Right. You have a blessed one, Sarge.
When would you guys take care. Kevin, I'll see you next week.
When were you in service, Sarge?
Sir?
When were you in service?
When was I stationed?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, I was 1960 to 1980.
Good, yeah. Right. Hoorah. Appreciate your service.
25 years, a combat medic.
There you go. Appreciate you. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate everything you did.
I was one of the lucky ones.
Yes. Amen.
Yep.
Thank you, Sarge.
We love you. I know you're busy. I know whatever, and that... What's his name there that answers the phone?
Charlie.
Old man Charlie.
I enjoyed Charlie on the radio, too. So keep on talking, Charlie.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, Sarge, I shouldn't tell you this, but I almost cut you off when you first came on because I thought you were going to be that Georgia State Trooper that Kevin was talking about early in the show. That Tom was talking about stopped him when he was popping his kid.
There you go.
Yeah. If you do that today, you go to jail.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's a separate charge for that. Yeah.
I'm glad I came up when I came up.
Yeah,
it's
not
like
when we grew up.
Yep.
Not today.
No. Yeah. All right. Take care, Sarge.
Yeah, God bless everybody.
Amen. God bless, buddy. But, I'll tell you, it's a
nice call.
Yeah. Good call always. You know, we're always trying to look out for our customers, you know, and – you can't please everybody every time.
Oh, no.
But
there's that 2% that cannot be pleased.
There's we'd make every effort to keep our customers happy and keep them coming back to us and try and treat them right. I mean, it's we're always looking at it as not how we're going to make a buck, but are we doing the right thing?
Right. That's
just the way the business has been.
Well,
running,
you've owned your own business. I have too, and there's been the customers that come in my place, and I'd say, well, you know what, buddy? I tell you what, you might as well go on down the road. After talking to you, I don't think I can satisfy you. So you need to go on and find down the road, see if you can find somebody that can satisfy you.
Right.
I really got a lot of other things I need to be doing.
You know, and honestly, if I got a customer that doesn't trust me and doesn't trust that we're doing the right thing,
they need to do business elsewhere.
Right, you know,
move on. Yeah,
find somebody that you're comfortable with. That's what this is all about. You know, just getting comfortable and feel like when you're walking in that you're not being taken advantage of, you know.
Yep.
And I can promise you that we're not trying to take advantage of anybody out there. So it's
well, I always accepted the fact that if a guy showed up there, he wanted me to, you know, work on his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was going to do, and I was going to do it the best of my ability. My people were as well. So, you know, if he's, if that's not what he wants to do, then he don't need to show up.
Right.
But I'm going to try to satisfy
him. Right, right. Absolutely. So, but looks like how much time we got left, Charlie?
Not much.
Not too much?
You going to sing?
No, that ain't happening.
Oh, okay, I'm not either.
I do want the listeners to come back, so I'm not going to sing for them.
There you go. Oh, yeah, well, that would one way to lose a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me and you try to sing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, but you know this Monday night get-together is fun every week.
Well, we enjoy
it. Charlie, we keep you awake, brother.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're definitely not doing it for the money. So
no,
it's,
well,
I don't
think they sent me a check the last
30,
40 years. They said that they would give me a raise. They would give me, you know, double what I was making, so they added a zero.
Tom, double your income. You get a bill, don't you?
I get a bill.
Somebody got to pay for it. You know?
Yeah, but, we get a bill. That's why we appreciate our fine sponsors that continue to help us work with these shows all these years.
And thanks to all the callers.
Amen. And without our callers and the people that call in and you know, ask us questions, then we wouldn't have a need to be here. So
right, you know, and this is more of a community service than anything else.
We're not
making money off this. This is we enjoy coming in here and talking to each other and talking to our listeners and hearing from them and doing what we can to help. And that's just what it's all about. You know, that's the way it's been from day one. You know, sure, it's always great for our listeners to go take care of our sponsors and spend a little money there. And you know, if it's on this show, they're good people.
There you go. We have to, you know, phase out some of them. But to all of our veterans and first responders out there, big hoorah, appreciate your service. Appreciate what you do. Keep us alive, brothers.
And thanks to all the sponsors.
Yep, and we'll see you next week.
Sponsors.
Say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.